You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Despite having a public healthcare system in this country, people are still required to pay a fee for seeing their GP, as I'm sure you all know. The cost can vary widely between practices and means many avoid accessing healthcare when they need it. Professor Robin Gould from the University of Otago published, along with others, an editorial looking into funding alternatives for a more equitable healthcare model. I spoke with Robin about the editorial and some of the funding options the government could look at in its review of services. Here we go.
New Zealand's sort of healthcare system is somewhat of an anomaly in that we have free hospital care, but we have to pay for GP visits. Why do we sort of have this system?
Well, it dates back to the late 1930s when the Social Security Act was passed at that time, which created free and universally accessible schooling, created the sort of the foundation to the welfare state with pensions, more investment in state housing, etc. And also the goal was to create a national health service which would provide free care for anyone regardless of income or residence. Now, what happened at the time was that there was a compromise made between the government and the medical profession, which meant that we have the arrangements that we have today. So free public hospital, but you pay to see a GP.
And how does this actually work? So do the GPs, is it a private business? Does the government subsidise it in some way?
Most GPs in New Zealand are in private practice. They receive roughly half their income, although it's not entirely clear how much exactly. It varies by practice and location around the country, but they receive a considerable portion of their income from government sources, and it's a range of different sources. It's really quite complex when you drill into the detail. So it's funding for different sorts of services that a GP provides. The majority of that funding is paid per person enrolled with a general practice. That only covers, however, some of the costs of a GP's services, and so then there is also the patient charge, which GPs are permitted to levy any patient who comes through the door.
And are these charges regulated anyway, or can they just charge what they want?
Well, they can effectively charge what they want, because they are subject, of course, to the Commerce Act. So they are not permitted to collude in any particular way or agree to a standard national fee. Mm. What there is, however, is a requirement that GP fees are advertised on District Health Board websites. So you can go in there and see which GPs are charging $10, those who have a lot more subsidy than others, who might be charging $50 or $60 per patient.
And does this model act as a barrier to people accessing healthcare?
Yes, it does. Data, studies done over the years suggest that anywhere up to about 20% of New Zealanders avoid care because of the cost barrier. And that, of course, varies hugely by socioeconomic status. So you'll find that lower income people are much more likely to be avoiding care than those who can afford the $50 charge or perhaps even $10 or $15 charge.
And currently, what are these people who can't afford to see their GP doing? Are they just not getting any access to healthcare, or do they go to hospital instead?
A mix of that. They're probably just avoiding having healthcare conditions dealt with, or they're going to the emergency department. In some cases, they might be fortunate enough to have a very low cost practice in their geographic area, which means that they get a lot more funding from the government, and they might only be paying $5 or $10. Normally it's more than $10 that they're being charged.
And you've written an editorial along with others suggesting there could be some alternative models for funding in the future. What would you like to see change?
Well, what we would like to see is some debate around the issue, because this is an issue that has challenged us in New Zealand for many, many years. There's nothing much new in what we have written, but what we've tried to do is put together the various different challenges that we face in New Zealand at the moment with these arrangements in one place so that people can debate them in the context of the health system review, which is ongoing this year. Now, that review is intended to take a hard look at questions of equity amongst New Zealanders' access to healthcare and then our healthcare outcomes. It's meant to also look at the organisational arrangements for healthcare delivery in New Zealand, as well as how healthcare is funded and the level of funding that we receive. So what we would hope is that review or that our paper stimulates some debate that might be looked at in more detail by the review. So there are a range of possibilities for general practice, and they range from simply providing more funding into general practice and primary care to ensure that the costs are brought down to effectively zero without going near how the practice is provided at all. That's probably the most palatable and most straightforward option, as well as tidying up some of the multiple and complicated different arrangements through which GPs are paid. The most radical proposal, and it really is just a radical idea, would be to move GPs onto a salary as hospital doctors are. This then raises all sorts of questions around how GPs might work. So many GPs might say, well, hospital doctors receive a salary, but they only work effectively, you know, for a day and a half or 2 days a week for the public hospital. So it raises all sorts of debates.
Is this a system that is in place in other countries? Like, does the UK have it with the NHS that GPs are salaried there?
The NHS has a level of subsidy for what are often largely private general practitioners in the UK, meaning that the GPs don't charge patients at the point of service.
I mean, how do you think that the doctors would be quite resistant to any changes to the current model?
I suspect that they would be quite open to receiving a much higher level of subsidy. What they probably would be quite resistant to would be the idea that the government would control that subsidy and in essence control their income. This was the issue back in the late 1930s, was government control over ability to generate income. So they'd probably be very, very resistant to the idea that they would not be permitted to charge patients. Because that, as I say, is where a significant portion of a GP's income comes from. The more patients that they see, the more, of course, they're able to generate through the door. The more services that they provide to patients, the more they're able to generate through the door. I suspect there would be, and there already has been, quite a lot of noise in the media, resistant to the idea of being salaried. So, you know, these are issues that need to be debated, and it would be very interesting to see what comes out through the woodwork as the discussion goes on.
And do you think the government would be open to the idea of offering greater subsidies, or do you think they'd just see it as something possibly too costly?
Again, I think there needs to be a lot more debate on this, and I think the current government may well be open to a higher level of subsidy because I think they're fully aware of the inequities within the system, the complexities within the system, and generally very high costs to see a GP. And let's not forget that the first point of care in our healthcare system should be out in the community in a general practice. So any barrier to that model needs to be looked at very, very closely. So in terms of what government might do, I mean, we're looking probably at several hundred millions of dollars to provide a higher level of subsidy to all New Zealanders. But that's a small amount when you think about, you know, $15 billion plus dollars that the government is paying into healthcare at the moment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.